KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And the state football championships wrapped up yesterday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And the Class 1A title game on Friday morning was a really good one. OABCIG rallied down eight with 2:36 left to win their second straight state championship. They topped Van Meter 33-26 the final. Falcons quarterback Cooper DeJean scored on a four-yard run with 1:30 left in the game and then barreled in for a game-tying two-point conversion, making it a 26-all game. The Falcons were then able to jar the ball loose from the Bulldogs' return man on the next kickoff and recover the fumble at the Van Meter 19-yard line. DeJean then weaved his way across the field on the next play for a 19-yard touchdown run to give the Falcons the lead with 1:11 left. Van Meter had one last chance, but their fourth down pass attempt was blocked down, giving OABCIG the 1A title a year after they won the 2A championship. DeJean finished 14-17 passing for 318 yards and two touchdowns with one interception. He also ran for 73 yards and two scores. OABCIG won their 25th straight game and finishes 12-0. Van Meter loses in the Class 1A title game for the second straight year and finishes the season at 11-1. The 2A championship goes to Waukon. They outscored Central Lyon George Little Rock 12-0 in the second half and grabbed their second ever state title with a 28-14 victory. Waukon outgained the Lions 339-204, and they took advantage of four Central Lyon turnovers. Ethan O'Neill ran for 107 yards and one touchdown for the Indians, both teams in their seasons at 10-1. And in Class 4A, to wrap things up, it was the Ankeny Hawks turning a 7-point halftime lead into a big win by outscoring the Southeast Polk Rams 21-0 in the second half. And they win it 42-14 there, Ankeny the champion. Transfer receiver Arlen Bruce IV had a big game with seven catches for 58 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for 91 yards and two more scores. Tailback Jace Bauer was big on the ground as well for Ankeny with 18 carries for 169 yards and two touchdowns. Ankeny claims their third state title, and they finished the season 11-1. Southeast Polk got 124 yards on the ground from Titus Christensen in the loss. They finished their year at 10-1 and fall short of picking up their first ever state title. That's a look at those championship games there from Friday. The championship games on Thursday, the eight-player title went to Remsen St. Mary's 48-0 over Fremont Mills. The Class A title won by Iowa City Regina with a 52-28 win over Grundy Center. And North Scott won the 3A title with a 30-6 win over Harlan Community. So that wraps up the 2020 high school football season. Now, high school girls basketball had their first eligible competition date yesterday and just a few games around the area scheduled. Des Moines Christian, top-ranked team coming into the season in Class 3A, had to fend off a challenge from Creston, 56-52, the final there. Des Moines Christian picking up that victory. Creston playing also without one of their key players that had found out that wouldn't be with the team early that morning, so good effort there from them. But Des Moines Christian picks up the victory. Earlham was a 57-52 winner over Central Decatur, and Stanton defeated Diagonal 47-22. That's a look at your high school girls basketball scores there from last night. More games are on the schedule coming up here next week. There is some thought that we'll hear more from the governor coming up on Monday about the potential of maybe the high school sports season getting put on pause for the winter campaign for a while, but we'll, of course, find those details out coming up next week. In other sporting notes, in the football front, the Iowa Hawkeyes look for their third straight win with a visit to Penn State here today. The Nittany Lions are 0-4, but they have owned the Hawks in recent years with six straight wins in the series. Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz.
A lot of good players, and they're well coached. And, you know, if you look at them statistically, they're a very impressive football team. Just, you know, for whatever reason, have come up short. So, you know, we know it's going to be a big challenge for us. It's actually been a decade since we've beaten Penn State, or close to a decade. And, you know, we know we have a big challenge in our hands as we look forward.
The Hawkeyes could see two different quarterbacks. Will Levis relieve starter Sean Clifford in the second half of Penn State's loss at Nebraska.
And Clifford's a really good football player, too. And I don't know if they've made an announcement who's going to start. You know, we fully expect Clifford to start. If not, you know, they're both good players. They're both capable of running and throwing, and that makes them really tough to defend.
Ferentz says the Iowa defensive line has made big strides in the last 2 weeks and will face a challenge against Penn State.
It's another big test this week. These guys have a good veteran line, very talented, very, you know, big. You know, they know what they're doing. They've got a tough scheme, and it's going to be a big challenge for us again.
We'll have that one for you here this afternoon on the Hawkeye Radio Network. 12:30 pregame, 2:30 is scheduled kickoff there in Happy Valley. Iowa State looks to stay atop the Big 12 standings when the 17th-ranked Cyclones host Kansas State. A concern for the ISU defense is K-State freshman running back Deuce Vaughn.
What he's done for that football team has been tremendous. I mean, big play after big play, the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, the ability to run the football. I think his speed and his ability to have one vertical cut in the run game is really impressive. And, you know, I think he's a dynamic playmaker.
That's Cyclone coach Matt Campbell, who says Vaughn has the ability to make big plays. Campbell says freshman quarterback Will Howard has grown up in a hurry after taking over for the injured Skylar Thompson.
I think he's played with a lot of poise for a young football player. I think he distributes the ball really, really well. And most impressively, his ability to make plays with his feet. You know, he's had some huge plays in the run game.
And that game is set for a 3 o'clock kickoff this afternoon in Ames to be televised on Fox. And a couple of notes from college basketball yesterday. The University of Iowa finalized their non-conference schedule. They added a game against Western Illinois that will be played on December 3rd at 7 p.m. And the Iowa-Iowa State Cyhawk game has been set for a Friday, December 11th contest there at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Game time for that one has yet to be set. Iowa State announced many of the game times for their non-conference schedule. You can take a look at that list up on our sports page at KJN.com. And also news yesterday that Jim Hallahan, the former Iowa State assistant men's basketball coach who was a member of Johnny Orr's staff for 12 years, died yesterday. He was 75 years old. Hallahan was a native of Decatur, Illinois, was Orr's top assistant from 1982 to 94, and was elevated to associate head coach in 1993. During his tenure, in Ames, the Cyclone men's hoops program became a national player, earning six NCAA tournament berths, including a Sweet 16 appearance in 1986. And after his retirement from coaching, he went on to be the Iowa Sports Foundation executive director for the Iowa Games and saw that grow from two events and 16,000 athletes to over 20 events and 190,000 participants. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.